Blog Talk Radio.
The topics and opinions expressed in the following show are solely those of the hosts and their guests and not those of W4CY Radio, its employees, or affiliates. We make no recommendations or endorsements for radio show programs, services, or products mentioned on air or on our web. No liability, explicit or implied, shall be extended to W4CY Radio or its employees or affiliates. Any questions or comments should be directed to those show hosts. Thank you for choosing W4CY Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, let me ask you a question. Are you on LinkedIn? Well, a lot of you are, and some of us who have been on LinkedIn didn't have a clue what we were doing. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to be on LinkedIn and then get predictable leads? Have you ever wanted to know how to get more clients and how to increase your revenue? Now, would you like to learn what happens when Mojo Global Program shares LinkedIn with you? Have you ever heard of a book called This Is How You Side Hustle, Volume 1? Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers what we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and to how to side hustle through life? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today, I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is a success coach extraordinaire. And she will provide us with wonderful information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice on how to get ahead in life. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on iHeartRadio Talk with over 55 million subscribers. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure at iHeartRadio. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. She is the founder of JRC Staffing Firm and Side Hustle Empire. Her goal is to create an empire of successful entrepreneurs who are a resource and source of inspiration for each other. Having been laid off from her last job, she knows the struggles of having one source of income disappear with no plan B. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, L. Renee Chubb. Hi, Renee. How are you doing?
I am fantastic, January. Thank you for having me on the show.
I'm very excited about having you on the show. I've been working with you recently, and your enthusiasm is just contagious. I always like to ask, I like to ask my guests before we start the interview to share with us a little bit about where your success story began, where you were born, and who your early mentors were.
Absolutely. So I'm a city country girl, born and raised in Athens, Ohio. I was born and raised there and lived there for quite a few years. I actually didn't move to Columbus, Ohio until I was an adult. I was raised by my tremendous and amazing grandparents. I recently lost my grandmother this year to pancreatic cancer. She was a matriarch of our family, so that was you know, a tremendous loss. And I find my strength and inspiration has always come from her. And, you know, I credit her, you know, to the person that I am today. So I've come a long way from that little girl in pigtails and black patent leather shoes.
Well, see, I knew I liked you right from the start because my husband, he went to Ohio State and we spent most of our football season cheering for the Buckeyes. And as everyone in Columbus does, it's just amazing. What a wonderful success story beginning, and to have your grandparents and especially your grandmother as a mentor, I'm sorry for your loss, but you'll have her in your heart forever and ever. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, let's talk a little bit about your career. You tried numerous MLM programs, freelance writing, and even gigs on Fiverr. And then you wanted to do something to give back and show people that it is necessary to have a side hustle in today's economy and how to turn that into a lucrative business. I've never heard the term side hustle. What does that mean?
So side hustle is basically a side gig or something that you do on the side in addition to your 9-to-5 job, just over broke, right? So side hustle, the book was really inspired by a brand, the Side Hustle Empire brand, which is really going to be launched at the first of this year. And it's basically where you can get help on how to start, grow, and scale a business and how to do it while playing by the government's rules. My thing is, a lot of minorities are unaware of the benefits of owning and operating a business or of the resources that are available to them to start their own business. And I was given an extraordinary education from my mentors and peers, and I want to pass that information along to the community.
Let's talk a little bit about the importance of a brand. I know how important it is, and you do. Let's share with our listeners how important it is and how they should go about creating. What do they need to do to start a brand?
Sure. So starting a brand is basically identifying where you can provide the most value. That's the easiest way to think about it. And to go a little bit deeper, you want to take your brand seriously. You want to exude confidence, reliability, even relevance. It doesn't matter what your line of work is. A brand is going to allow you to branch out in all sorts of directions.
Yes, and you know, it becomes a part of your identity because without realizing it, my brand became January Jones because I write, I speak, I have a radio show. It's something, a brand should be something that people can remember. Like today, we're going to definitely remember Side Hustle Empire because it's unique, isn't it? It's unique and memorable, and it's important to, when you do your brand, make it something people remember. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And it definitely needs to speak to the service or the profession and even the image that you want to portray.
Yeah. And we share January Jones sharing success stories. So people immediately know what my brand is going to be about, other people's success stories. And when you look at Side Hustle Empire, you know that that's going to be a brand that will help you do other things besides your regular job. It's amazing to see people find their way on the internet. There's so many opportunities out there now, aren't there?
There are, and there are a lot to be leery of as well.
Yeah. Yeah. MLM is, that's something I've never done, but I've heard that some bad stories about that.
Yeah. It's pretty nightmarish out there. You know, everybody's got these secrets to how you can start driving a Porsche tomorrow for $59.95.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I met you through Daniel Hall, and he is promoting my book. And also, I met you through the Mojo Global program. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing now and what your life is like now.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been blessed to work with some of the most talented and extraordinary individuals in the industry at Mojo Global. My full-time career is the lead trainer at Mojo Global, who is Marketer of the Year in Arizona. It's founded by Corey Michael Sanchez and Ira Rosen. And basically, Mojo teaches clients award-winning methods on how to create predictable leads, clients, and revenue. We are known in the marketing community as the renowned conversion experts. And Mojo has tens, if not thousands, of entrepreneurs in over 30 countries. And we teach them, just like we're teaching you as a Mojo Global client yourself, January, how to attract high-paying clients, how to create a following of raving fans, and how to easily close lucrative deals through scaling and automating seven-figure sales funnels.
It's just an amazing program. I'm just beginning in it, and I'm amazed every day at the different things that I'm learning. Now, let's talk about the connection to LinkedIn, because, you know, before I signed up for the program, I was on LinkedIn, but guess what? I really wasn't.
I just you were just there.
Yeah, I just thought I was there, and it looked good on my website, but I really didn't know how to connect with people. I feel like LinkedIn is the ultimate networking versus Facebook, because I do Facebook now as kind of a personal thing. What are your thoughts about LinkedIn and how it works?
Sure. So Mojo has basically cracked the code on LinkedIn. And what we've done is we've created a proprietary program of powerful systems that basically teach you how to fill your calendar on LinkedIn. In theory, any individual on earth is potentially connected to any other individual. Right, January?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And so in practice, LinkedIn, which is the world's largest professional network, you have the power to use your existing connections to make new connections, which will then in turn be used to secure even more connections. And the potential positive impact on businesses is enormous. And it's one that should be sought out by every single business professional looking to grow their business. Just to give you a little background, I got serious about using LinkedIn after joining Mojo Global and learning one of the real value of LinkedIn during a course that I was actually teaching our clients. And it really helped me understand the platform as a business and as a viable lead generation source. The insights about revamping my own profile showed me that I really needed to make it top-notch, and that included me understanding the people who were going to read it. And would it be a real reflection on me? So I either you know, had to get it right or just not do it at all. So obviously I went from just having, you know, a handful of past friends and business associates connected with me on LinkedIn to now having thousands of connections with associates and business professionals and people interested in what we teach and do at Mojo Global. I now have the ability to interact and contact any of these individuals to expand my own network. I can even source new business deals, which I'm in the process of doing for my own personal business. I'm getting introductions, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Just working with you on my profile and supercharging my profile and making just a few changes to it, all of a sudden I have had so many more connections and contacts. But speaking of connections, I want to connect everyone listening to our sponsor. And when we come back, Renee is going to give us some tips on your LinkedIn profile. We'll be right back.
Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. the Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine, certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive. She brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channeled journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com.
Become the next great business success story by getting free PR for your business. That's why January Jones is offering a free copy of the new audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Your copy is free for the asking at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com. Go now.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones with my guest today, L. Renee Chubb, who is the author of This Is How You Side Hustle, Volume 1. And she also is working with Mojo Global and helping people connect on LinkedIn and grow their business. Now, let's just share, Renee, a few tips on the profile, just a few short tips so that people who are listening and are LinkedIn can make changes in their site right today.
Absolutely. I can give you two really quick and easy tips about your profile. And the key to your success on LinkedIn really begins with a powerful and professional presence. And you really want to strategically write your profile with your ideal client in mind before you even start connecting. And that's going to maximize your first impression. Make sure that you're using an appropriate image. That's rule number one. Can't get more simple than that. Mm-hmm. And number two is you want to optimize your headline. And that's the space that's right under your name. You want to add keywords to your headline with which you want to be associated. And that's going to improve your searchability with LinkedIn and beyond.
Those are two excellent, excellent tips. Now, and what is, in your opinion, the real key to success with LinkedIn for our listeners?
Sure. So, Mojo Global, let me say that, is a real key to success with LinkedIn. No.
Okay.
LinkedIn can be a powerful tool with several purposes if you learn how to incorporate it into your business plan. And LinkedIn describes itself as a business-oriented social networking site, but it can do more than just networking. It can also give your business a strong presence on a very popular social site. And it also helps others to see your company as a leader in your field. And the key to a successful LinkedIn is nearly identical to the success behind any company, and that's getting your employees involved. Have them interacting on your LinkedIn profile or your company page. The other important thing to having massive success on LinkedIn is, in order to make LinkedIn work for you, you have to put in the time to build influence and relationships. That means being active and engaged in groups on your own timeline and by adding value and thought-provoking discussions.
Oh. And share with us some of the changes on LinkedIn and what are some of the solutions that Mojo Global has come up with to help people overcome the new changes.
Sure. So LinkedIn has recently made a lot of changes in how you can interact with your network. I literally had a recruiter call me crying because they can only send 15 free messages a month now.
Yeah.
And basically, it's becoming where LinkedIn wants you to have some kind of premium account. We recommend Sales Navigator account, which couples really well when trying to get laser-targeted prospects, right? And some of the updates are really significant in how you even can join a group on LinkedIn. And it's really important that you stay abreast of all of the LinkedIn changes that are happening, either through Google. You can visit our website. We try to keep you up to date on changes that are happening with LinkedIn as well.
It's so important. And so many people are just, they don't really have a clue. I know I'm just dipping my toe into the LinkedIn lake of excitement. What about message? Do you have any message advice for our listeners when they're doing messages on LinkedIn?
Absolutely. And we teach the ABCs of LinkedIn messaging writing here at Mojo. But the optimal goal is conversion. A, you want to know your audience. If you don't know who is buying your stuff or even how to approach these people, you can't select the right words to write, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to establish specific criteria for who precisely would most benefit from what you have to offer. And then B is benefit. This is the what's in it for them. So from the words that you write in your messages, is the benefit obvious? It should basically hit them over the head. If they were to gain that benefit, is the emotion they would feel big enough to cause them to take action? People stand, right? So less is more. So can you shorten your message and still communicate the clear benefit to them? And then C is obviously conversion. The purpose of communicating on LinkedIn is to elicit a response. So make sure that you're including a call to action. What do you want them to do next? Do you want them to sign up for your newsletter? Do you want them to download your ebook? Do you want them to attend a webinar? Make an appointment. And did you tell them what action to take?
And you have to just basically lay it out, get it. Pretty, in my opinion, I think the shorter and simpler it is, the more effective. You don't want to be too long on these things, do you?
Absolutely. Less is more.
That is so perfectly shared with our listeners. And speaking of less is more, we're going to have more sponsors right now. So we'll be right back with Renee Chubb.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in four different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul. People who have faced difficult problems. People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes. People who have priceless personalities. In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, I'm pleased to announce that Priceless Personalities is available now at audiblebooks.com. Today, we have a very, very priceless personality visiting with us on the show, L. Renee Chubb. And she is the author of This Is How You Side Hustle. And which side hustle is right for you? That's a big question. Renee, could you please share all the website information that we need to get out there for our listeners right now?
Sure, absolutely. You can visit me at www.sidehustleempire.biz, and please visit Mojo Global at www.mojoglobal.com.
Okay. And how? What can they do if they would like to get the ebook, How You Side Hustle?
Absolutely. The book is available on Amazon and Amazon Kindle.
Oh, perfect, perfect. That's where everyone should go. It's a fascinating book, and I think Renee has such valuable information to share. Now, Renee, explain for my listeners, to my listeners, what engagement marketing is and why it's so important these days.
Absolutely. So engagement marketing is basically this. Every company has the same mission, right? It's to maximize their value.
Mm-hmm.
But your most valuable asset isn't your product or your branding or even your employees. It's your customers. The most successful companies succeed because they excel during each stage of the customer lifecycle, in acquiring new buyers, in growing their lifetime value, and also in converting them into advocates. Now, in today's digital world, people mm-hmm. are more empowered than ever before. The internet has given them instant information gratification, and they can access detailed specs, pricing, and reviews about goods and services 24 hours a day with just a few clicks of their thumbs. Meanwhile, we've got sites like LinkedIn and Facebook that encourages us to share and compare, right? While mobile devices add a whenever and wherever dimension to every aspect of this person's experience, all of which means that our buyers as business professionals are forming opinions and drawing conclusions well before they choose to even interact with us and our company. So the decision-making is no longer confined to just a showroom floor or even to your company's website. And that's why it's up to the marketer in each of us to become the steward of the customer journey and build a bond with these customers wherever they are, whether that means engaging on social media or presenting a unified experience across devices.
Now, when you're doing these connections on LinkedIn, and this would be definitely engagement marketing, does this program have a way for you to send out a message that would go to like the 100 people who have contacted you in 1 week, all at one time?
Yeah. Yes, actually. Yes, there
yeah.
is. And so what our program is designed to do is allow you to tap into LinkedIn's entire data pipeline. That's your second level connections. That's group members. That's your third and everyone else, And this is something that you can't even really do manually on LinkedIn itself, right?
Yeah,
and so
right.
you're able to go out and drill down specifically by function, by industry, by company size. If you're a storm damage company that wants to go after specific hail damage clients in Colorado, you can even upload a postal code list and search for prospects that way. So, yes, our program is designed to help you get laser-targeted prospects, 100 per day, that's 1,000 per month. And if you break it down to the cost of the sales navigator type of mm-hmm. account, it's mm-hmm. less than 2 cents per connection.
Oh, my gosh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
it's
get
awesome.
It. It doesn't get any better than most people in business can afford 2 cents a day for a connection. That's amazing.
Right.
Let's talk about interesting status updates that you should be posting on LinkedIn. Cause I never know what to do. And I always get these messages for other people who have updated their status. How do you go about doing that?
Sure. So hundreds of thousands of status updates are posted on LinkedIn every single day. And that includes personal and business from company pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And while some people that post these status updates enjoy a few days of love and attention, mm-hmm. I notice that others get shares and comments for weeks, and it basically goes viral. So why do some status updates get significantly better engagement than others?
Mm-hmm.
And the better question here is, what can you do to maximize the engagement of your own status updates is this.
Mm-hmm.
We know here that following certain best practices will get you, on average, more engagement. For example, including a video in your update can increase engagement by 74%.
Wow.
Including a link in your update can increase engagement by 84%.
Now, what is a loop? What is a loop in your update?
A link. It's a link, including a link,
To
another
including
website
a
or a blog. Yeah.
Okay, got
so including
it.
Including a
got
link in your update increases engagement by 84%.
Wow.
If you include a photo or an image, that increases engagement by, guess what, 147%.
Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Of course, I will be sharing this interview on LinkedIn. What will that do? Would that be, I'll be sharing the audio along with a picture of you. You have a great picture, by the way.
Well, thank you. Don't make me blush, January.
So every time you share something, that is a status LinkedIn update, isn't it?
Yes, 100% of the top 50 most engaging status updates on LinkedIn last month included either an image, a link, or a video.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to include audio, so I'm going to be right up there, too.
You are definitely going to be right up there. also tell you this about status updates on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
They don't just follow a recommended word count. They also make the viewer feel something. Humor, inspiration, wonder, cleverness, and pride.
Okay. I always like to do my update with a question. I like to ask, like this show, I would say, are you interested in LinkedIn or secrets to LinkedIn, or make it kind of a little bit provocative. Don't you agree?
Right. Are you generating leads on LinkedIn? Start some dialogue.
Well, the next question I have is could be part of that. Are there any hidden gems on LinkedIn that are not widely talked about, the little super secrets?
Yeah, LinkedIn has a lot, tons of hidden gems, and we actually teach these during our academy. But I'll drop a few golden nuggets here today without giving away all of our ninja secrets.
Okay.
A really cool but simple way to get someone's attention when either sharing or commenting on a status update is just type the @ prior to their including their name, and it will notify them. It's like a tag.
And it's the what sign?
The @ sign. The @ symbol. Above the number two key on your keyboard.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. And that
you can also do the same thing with company names.
Okay. Right. This is like taking your class. I'm loving this.
I'm trying not to give it all away.
Yeah, I know. That's true. Well, you know, from some of us, even if you give it away, we'll have to come back for more.
No problem. No doubt. I got a couple more. You can also find the experts and see what they are writing about. You can search the entire LinkedIn database of long-form published posts, which are basically articles that are written by your network and even people you are not connected to. You can search for those long-form posts by keyword.
Okay. Keywords are so important, aren't they?
Yeah, keywords are what make up LinkedIn's algorithm.
Oh, for sure. Any other secrets here?
Yeah, birds of a feather. LinkedIn really does a great job of helping you find people with similar characteristics, like companies and groups and job titles, even by location, to people whose profiles you're currently checking out. Three sections you ought to check out to find these birds of a feather are people also viewed, people similar to, and others with a similar position. These sections usually show up in the right side hand column. If you just scroll down a bit from the top of the person's profile.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. All right. I hope that let's give your email again in case anyone wants to contact you.
Sure. So I can be reached at sidehustleempire@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Skype at mojosupport6.
Okay, you're the number six. Very good. Right now we're gonna get some support from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll close off the show with a few more things that are super secrets from Renee Chubb. We'll be right back.
From cowgirl to caregiver to consultant, meet Becky Fiola, author of The Elder Care Consultant, your guide to making the best choices possible. Growing up on remote ranches across the western states, she tended to orphan creatures large and small. Later on, that nurturing instinct served her well as the primary caregiver for her late husband. And now, she offers hope and guidance as a consultant to the elderly and their families. When you need advice on caring for an aging loved one, you can find those answers and her book at Amazon.com and her website, www.assistedlivingadvantage.com. Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the great success creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
I'm pleased to announce that Real Fast Talk Radio that I did with Daniel Hall will be launching on November 10th. I hope if you are interested in a career in talk radio that you will download it and check it out. Today we're visiting with L. Renee Chubb, and she wrote this book, This is How You Side Hustle. Now, Renee is married to James Chubb, the co-founder of JRC Staffing Firm, and together, this power couple are teaching others how to go from being stuck to unstoppable. What fun for you to be able to work with your husband. That's great.
I love working with my best friend. I was truly blessed. We're actually going to be celebrating our 1 year anniversary on the 26th of this month.
Oh, congratulations. That's terrific.
Yes, thank
this
you.
Is, and who said it wouldn't last? I mean, you know, that's fabulous.
Right?
Indeed. We celebrated, this is unreal. I can't hardly believe it myself, but we celebrated our 45th anniversary this year.
And no way.
Yeah, and my mother definitely said it wouldn't last.
Oh my gosh, Danny, that is hilarious. Well, congratulations. That is phenomenal.
Thank you. And let's talk a little bit. Are there any more before we close out our show? Any other tips you want to share? And tell us more about what other social media platforms are generating leads for businesses these days.
So Google Plus is a great platform also for generating substantial leads, which is also, it's really great. I don't know if you noticed that it's also a feature in the software, January. One of our clients, yes. Jeff Easter, got 100 qualified leads in 30 days from Google Plus. He was even generating leads during my training class. It's a great guy. He's a great guy.
He gets an A plus, and I'm probably at a C plus.
You get an A plus as long as you show up. How about that?
Yeah. Okay, that's for sure.
Yes. And we primarily focus on LinkedIn because 40% of buyers say that they use LinkedIn when considering purchasing a service. Mm-hmm. And you know, while in our proven methods, we have generated substantial leads on Facebook, Viadio, Google Plus, and Twitter, we found that LinkedIn is where it's at.
Okay. So you have the platform for Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus, but the top of the line would definitely be LinkedIn. I think that is an important thing for people to consider. How much time a day should someone spend on LinkedIn? Because I can get lost in there and never come out.
Now, it really depends because to send 100 messages a day manually would take you countless hours, right?
Sure.
But our program is designed to automate that process so that the time that it takes to turn on the coffee pot in the morning, you are generating leads for your business.
Okay. And you can decide each day how many leads you want to send. Like some days you would send 100 and other days you might send 50 or 20, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the more you've got coming in, that calendar is going to fill up, you know, really quickly. So you might want to scale it down just a little bit you know, make it manageable.
I think that's going to be what I'm going to have to do.
I noticed that with you already. I was like, she hasn't even sent anything salesy at all. She's like, hey, this is who I am. And it's blowing it out of the park. I'm loving it.
It is. And it's basically all the help that you've given me on optimizing the profile, because I had some things in this new profile. I hope people will go to LinkedIn and connect with January Jones. Maybe I'll be afraid after this show I'll have 1,000 people. I don't know. Are there enough hours in the day? We'll have to figure that out. Okay. Anything else you want to close up with? How about any advice you have for people who are just thinking about doing this?
Yeah, my advice is if you want to grow your business, which is how any business is going to be successful, leads are the lifeline to your business. And, you know, there's not all of a sudden 28 hours in a day. It's still 24. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those were sleeping. Well, our program is designed to do this while you're sleeping. It's about hitting the money button, as we like to call it, and generating leads in your sleep.
That's That's great advice. This is sleepless on LinkedIn. So be great. Now, you have a very successful career, and you have so much enthusiasm, and you're happily married to James. Do you have, when you look back on life, do you have any regrets or things you wish you could do over, things you'd do differently?
Yeah, I wish I would have joined Mojo Global a lot sooner. They literally, I mean, and it's not just a plug, but it's, you know, just what I have learned as a professional running my own business and meeting these amazing people from all over the country on LinkedIn and just even, you know, reconnecting with you. It's just been an amazing experience.
Yeah, well, for my listeners, Renee has been on my show previously, and we just reconnected. I didn't realize that I was reconnecting with her. Where is Mojo Global located?
Their headquarters is located in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, is that where you are?
No, I'm actually in Columbus, Ohio. I work for them virtually.
Oh. Okay. All right. Because I've been to Columbus twice this year. And I think I would like to go down to Scottsdale and meet some of the Mojo Global people, because I'm up in Payson. I'm about an hour from Scottsdale. And I get down.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, please do.
Yeah, I'd love to go and do that. Maybe you can do an introduction for me someday and I could stop by and see their operation. It would be fascinating.
I would love to.
Well,
we're trying to get you on the Mojo Marketing Edge radio show, on our radio show. We want you on our radio show.
Oh, I would love to do that. I would adore that. And I look forward to having you come back. I also look forward to working with you. And listen, next time I'm in Columbus, let's get together for lunch or a drink, because I would love to connect with you in person someday. Thank you.
Forget lunch.
Yeah, let's have a drink. Got it.
Right.
Thank you
so much, January.
It's been fun. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today as much as I've enjoyed doing it. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like L. Renee Chubb. I would love to welcome you to our wonderful No Whining world. When you can, sign up on my website, januaryjones.com. We really love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success today. Remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my dear friends, please stop with the whining and then start smiling. And then you could start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can start eating chocolate. Lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, L. Renee Chubb. Remember, if you're interested in a radio career, go to realfasttalkradio.com. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe as we close with music by Sorantos.
Thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.